All right, let's get to hour number three. Time to beef. Welcome to the program. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. You can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? I'll even start you off with one. My beef, Rogan Loam's yellow lettuce. Bro, you look ridiculous. Just kidding. I don't even care. It's still a topic in the house, but I don't even care. The kid's cracking me up. Had a beanie on last night. We had company.
I know there's something in that lettuce.
There is something in that lettuce, dude. Lots of bad dye. Why are you rocking a beanie if you were doing that anyway? All right, Tommy, where are we starting? Are we going to start with the social media or the phones? All right, we're going to start social media today. Beef segment. We do it once a week. It's an absolute blast. You can beef about anything you want. Hey, Jim, I've got a beef with everyone who takes forever to tell you their beef. Signed, Jason in Bend, Oregon. Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat that one. I would agree with that beef. He is already your clubhouse leader. Hi, Jim. My beef is with my wife. Man, can she bring the heat. Hey, babe. The Febreze spray in the bathroom is not just for me. Please feel free to use it when you fire off your growler. Love you, babe. Eddie in Cave Creek, Arizona. Number one, dude, that's a bathroom beef. I don't want it. Number two, I guarantee your wife did not say, feel free to use it when you fire off your growler. No wife speaks like that. Not mine, not yours, not anybody's. She did not say that. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see here. Oh, I see what you did there. Dude, you're saying it to her. I read that wrong. My bad, Broham. All right. Still, I stand by my first point. I don't want bathroom beefs. Kevin writes, my beef is with the vampire at producer_Tom. Every time I beef about the snowy weather and all the idiots, it passes by. Is it because that he is a SoCal guy? He gives him home bad flashbacks to New York City. Hashtag, what's your beef? Hashtag, all beef matters. Hey, Kevin, I can barely even read your beef. Maybe that's why he doesn't pass it along to me. It's not coherent. It makes no sense. Keith Kaufman, quote, my beef is with Eddie George's sandwich. Come on, man. Take a break from your lunch for the Hall of Fame radio man. Hashtag WYB.
Come on.
All right, so that was not a video Zoom. That was an audio Zoom. So I can neither confirm nor deny that Eddie was eating a sando. Maybe something, but I don't know what it was. But I didn't see the video. That was an audio-only Zoom. Romy, my beef is with my boyfriend. He comes downstairs, and he starts talking to me right when your show is starting. Now I have to pause the show and fall behind. I like to tweet the show when I can. Can't do that if I'm behind. Thanks, babe. Amber in Portland, hashtag, what's my beef?
War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones. I like that. At Big Mike in CHS, my beef is with the gym, slowly turning into a fashion show. No one cares about your oversized shirt and severely undersized shorts. No one cares about your Nike blazers. No one cares about your fitted hat and beats. Get off my lawn. Get off my bench. I like it. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with people who send a double-sided letter on decorative stationery for a holiday card, filling us all in on all the activities their kids have been involved with the last 12 months. Trust and believe, nobody gives a crap. Just send a Hallmark and sign it. Bella B. in Calgary. Hey, Bella, that's some good beef. Especially coming from you. That might be your best. Van Smack, my beef is with the participants in the Dr. Pepper halftime challenges. Why do they hand these kids a football who then proceed to chest pass and granny toss from 5 yards away like it's Bozo's grand prize game. Move back to 10 yards, learn how to throw a football properly, and earn your $100,000 scholarship that you will likely waste. Wore Canadian Clear flavored water in the glass bottles. Vaughn in Knoxville. Van Smack. My beef is with my 56-year-old sister who blames our deceased parents for her failures. Hey, sis, you have two kids with two different men with two divorces on your resume. Pick up your stones and move the hell out of your glass house, you ingrate. McKay in Oakland. Tell you what, bro, actually, I kind of like that. I kind of like that. I mean, you are airing out your sis on national radio, but your fact, the point is, he's saying, ownership, yo. Be responsible for your own life. Stop being a victim. Stop blaming your parents. Jim Antonic. My beef is with let me get a shot guy at the basketball gym. This is the dweeb who interrupts my shoot around or pickup game and asks to get a shot with my basketball. Look, one shot's fine, but after your ninth brick, maybe you should take a step in. And of course, after his 20th attempt, when he makes it, he screams so loud so everybody in the gym knows he got a bucket. Hey, moron, go to Sports Authority, buy your own pill, and leave me the bleep alone. V in the fee.
You're a moron.
Jim Rome Schuster. That's original. Jim Rome Schuster. My beef is when you have the radio on, you hear the iconic bass line. You're hoping like hell it's Ice Ice Baby, only to get rickrolled when it's Under Pressure by Queen instead. Not saying Ice Ice Baby is the greatest song, but it's not complete ass either. Just saying. Jeff C and NC, we're getting Mr. Van Winkle on a pod. That's good, dude. I like that. Well done. Sean Rohasek, my beef is with the NFL still allowing games to end in ties in the year 2022. Get rid of ties. Hashtag, what's your beef? My other beef is with you, Jim. Because you call your wife Dodger Jano, my Tourette's is making me call my wife Bengal Nico. Of course she hates it. T in the natty. Pimp in the box. My beef is with the Bags, who lead our weekly team's meeting at work. Every time the meeting ends early, they sign off with, we'll give you back 2 minutes of your day. Thanks, yo. What about the other 58 minutes of my day that you just wasted on something that could have been sent in an email? Tony in Redwood. I like it. I like it. Hey, Rome, my beef is with store employees always hitting me with a looking for anything in particular today, boss. Or what can I get for you today, big guy? Well, I appreciate the service. I'm not sure what kind of bra energy I'm giving off to always get tagged with the nicknames. A, can I help you with anything, sir, would be just fine. Eric in LA, I like that too. I don't know what kind of bro energy I'm giving off for you to keep hitting me with these nicknames. Jim, my beef is with my wife. I bragged that our recent water bills have decreased by 10% because instead of wasting 4 gallons of water per flush, I have been peeing in the shower. Instead of appreciating my cost-saving measures, she called me disgusting and demanded that I stop. I don't have proof, but I'm pretty sure that 90% of the urinating population goes in the shower. Conserving water and saving money, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Brian in Detroit. I'm not even going to open that up to conversation. I have no take. I'm not going to open that up. Let's go to the phones. We go to Pomona. Anthony in Pomona. Anthony, what's your beef?
Hey, Jimmy, my beef is people that hate Christmas music. I got some Christmas beef for you.
Now, I used to be this guy.
I used to be this guy that hated Christmas music all the time, too, until I started noticing everyone else hating it. So now every day when I go to work, I punish people by blasting Christmas music all day.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, Alvin,
not a very good call.
I'm not saying that you're wrong to do so, but I'm curious why you ran him. Alvin's response is, you mean just like we blasted you? He got run, according to Alvin, because of a lack of phone quality, and he was not able to get to his point. Get off your speakerphone. Do I really need to say that at this point? You're on a nationally syndicated radio program carried by several hundred stations and seen on national TV. Get the hell off your speakerphone. Let's go to NoCal, Michelle. Good to have you. Michelle, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with the mailman who proceeds to take a dump on the fourth hole at the golf course and drops a heffing in the lady's boot.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Michelle, come on. Michelle, I want to be very careful about doing this in case I'm wrong. But that's a straight up lie. Nobody does that. You've never seen the mailman take a dump on the fourth hole. Not on the green. Not in the rough.
You have a big dump in you.
Not at the tee. I'll give you credit for having a detailed lie, but a lie nonetheless. Credit for delivering that lie straight. But come on. Come on, Michelle. I love the way she said that with a straight face, too. Deadpanned it. All right, let's go to Florida. Dawn. It's good to have you. Don, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with Logan. Why are you choosing all these schools? Make it easy on yourself. Go to Arizona State, have your baseball, and be much closer to your parents. I'm out.
Appreciate you. First of all, there's no way in hell he plays baseball at Arizona State. Unless he can somehow walk on and then never see the light of day. He's not playing baseball at Arizona State. Sorry, but my kid's not going to play baseball where Barry Bonds played baseball. Or Dustin Pedroia. That's not going to happen. In terms of Arizona State, maybe. You know what he said to me yesterday? Here's an update. I asked him, what was your leading candidate of the schools that you have gotten into? And you know what he said? Boise State. Oh, one update on Clemson. He was not waitlisted, he was deferred. So it sounds like the Clemson dream is dead, although I don't think it was ever his dream. Let's go to Grand Rapids, Jack. Good to have you, Jack. What's your beef?
Hey, Jim, my beef is with wide right-hand turn guy. Hey, wide right-hand turn guy, stop swerving into my lane when you're making a right-hand turn. You got to realize you're driving a subcompact, not a semi. Do better, you kook.
My man, nice job. Do better, you kook. You're driving a compact, not a semi. Do better, you kook. Stay the hell out of my lane. That's strong. 1-800-636-8686. Got to go to Humboldt. Jay, good to have you. Jay, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. I got beef with full parking lots during the holidays, forcing me to park behind the shopping center. And then having to see some dude drop an anchor in the last available parking space. That's my beef.
It is the holiday season, dude. People are shopping. People are going to the mall. That'll happen. Get it done early. Or just shop online. What do you mean dropping an anchor? Is that like dropping a growler or is that like dropping an anchor? Why is everybody just blowing it out all over? Nobody took the last space and claimed it as their own by, quote, dropping an anchor. It's almost, are you saying, when you say dropping an anchor, are you saying like you're holding the space? Or are you saying that they dropped an anchor? Like when I said to you, I don't want any more bathroom humor, did you just take it outside? Is that why everybody is now dumping on the fourth hole or in the last spot at the mall?
You have a big dump in.
Stop. Let's try Green Bay. Luke. Hey, Luke, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy, I got a beef with these people that can't figure out how to use the ATM machine. They stand there in front of it for like 5 minutes or something, like it's the Nassau Command Center, to inevitably screw it up and have to start over again. Just get your cash and move your ass.
My man, that's how you do it. Get in, get out, set it up, knock it down, keep moving. I like it. Petaluma, Steve. Hey, Steve, what's your beef?
Coach Rome, got to tell you, my beef is with people that complain about their schedules. You got to beat whoever's in front of you. You got to play who's ever in front of you. I go to work hard all day long. I'm exhausted. I come home. But guess what? If I want to score, I got to go against the best defense in the world. I got to persevere. I got to adapt. I'm going to. We got to do better. Don't complain about your schedule.
I got you, Steve. I'll do one better even. How about this? Don't complain. Don't complain. Period. Don't complain. Period. About your schedule or anything else. Don't complain. Are you above ground? Are you breathing? Then don't complain. 1-800-636-8686. Another good long-form beef segment. I like it. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Love the Berg. Phil in Pittsburgh. Great to have you, Phil. What's your beef?
Yeah, Jim, my beef is I'm a cashier at Goodwill, and people that check out that are still on their cell phones taking forever to check out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Phil. That's another thing. Get the hell off your phone. Don't complain and get off your phone. Don't complain and get the hell off your phone, especially if there are people behind you. Let's go to Tampa, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, what's your beef?
Jim, first-time caller. I tell you, if I don't have enough problems to have an MRI, I close my eyes when I go in the tube and I open them when I get out. But the whole time, it's like these beeps. I mean, you know, who was the audio guy who said, let's put audio in this machine and make beeps? Okay, like if the clanking isn't enough, I got to listen to beeps. And then the tech, I ask him, what's with the beeps? And he says, it's just part of the machine. I said, metal doesn't clank in beeps. Thank you, Jim.
No, thank you, Kevin. He's got a beef with the MRI machine. That's a first. That's original. A beef with beeps. Kind of claustrophobic, right? Let's go to Houston. Rich in Houston. Rich, what's your beef?
Jimmy, my beef is with those callers that just called in about the bathroom takes. They made me spit my midday coffee all over myself. Out.
Right? Yeah, I don't know why people think that's funny. James Kelly is the only one who thinks that's funny. No one else does. We're not done yet. Hey, by the way, I got to do that. That's the giant plastic tower of beef, which you hear me knocking on. We do it every single week. We do it once a week. It's on Thursdays. And I will tell you this. The phone call portion of the beef segment has dramatically improved. When we first started, it was almost unusable. But it's gotten much, much better. Let's go to San Antonio. Ed, you made it in. Ed, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Yeah, my beef, people on social media that don't categorize their pictures. I mean, why force me to have to scroll through hundreds of pictures of your friends and fam just so I can see you in a swimsuit? Come on, step up your game.
Ed in San Antonio. Why should I have to wade through? That's, you know, that guy. That's make me a sandwich guy. That guy. Why don't you make me a sandwich? Why don't you stop posting a bunch of pictures I don't want to see and just post a picture of you in a bikini and then make me a sandwich, guy? That's who that is. Ed in San Antonio. I'm going to keep this thing going. Let's try Portland. Ryan, it's good to have you too. Ryan, what's your beef?
Hey, my beef is with loud Harley motorcycles that also play music. I do not understand that. Never will.
All right. A little random. It's all right, though. Ryan in Portland. 1-800-636-8686. We're not there yet, but almost. Why don't we try NoCal, Kevin? Kevin, what's your beef?
My beef is with DoorDash customers who give us drivers a low rating because they requested no tomatoes in their burger. they get tomatoes. Give us a low rating. We're not cooking your food. We're delivering it. What do you want us to unwrap the thing and check it out? Thanks.
My man. I love that. That was so good. Rack him, Alvin. Why are you giving us a low rating? We didn't prepare the food. We're just delivering it. It's not on us. Come on, man. Are you going to walk off on that, Chalk? There you go. That is your beef segment. Well done, clones. I like that. My favorite part about that, though, is the phone calls have gotten much better. For a long time, we'd be lucky to get one or two or three usable phone beefs, but they're getting better and better every single week. That's how you do it. That's how you play the game. Nice job. Very well done. All right, so we'll do that again next week. Still ahead today, I've got the show. Then I've got the show after the show. The show after the show is Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, starring me, Jim Rome, and the Big Head, James Kelly, with an appearance from the Pro Football Doc. We have seven NFL games that we're going to pick against the spread, including tonight's game, Rams-Raiders. Then the Pro Football Doc will come in. He's got algorithms, and he talks about which teams are healthy, which are not, and he has a bunch of other metrics and data that helps you make an informed choice on what team you might want. So look for that. And the other thing, again, before you say to me, Rome, we don't care, we don't bet. That's not what we do. That's fine. You don't have to. If you like this show, you will love that podcast, even if you never, ever get down. What that podcast is a gambling podcast, but it's like this show, only better in some regards, because it's a lot more aggressive. So if you're wondering why this show doesn't sound the way it used to sound, it doesn't sound like that over there, but it sounds more like that over there. So make sure you look for that. We are open the rest of the way. When we come back, I want to try and get some thoughts in about Andrew Luck. Now, finally, all these years later, we're finding out why he left, when he left, and what Frank Reich tried to do to get him to come back and save the Colts. That's still ahead, and the phones are open, so hit me up.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
So I want to remind you, all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID, you in fact may have overpaid on your payroll taxes, and you are eligible, therefore, to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions, 800-704-2000, or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. Do it. Big game tonight. Raiders, Rams, Thursday night football here in L.A. So what do you say we go to L.A.? Not just go to L.A., back to the phones. Matt in L.A., Matt, what's going on, dude?
Romulus James, thanks to the vine. Your boy Matt in L.A. is chomping at the bit. Getting ready for another L.A. home game tonight at SoFi for my silver and black. Looking forward to Mad Max Crosby and Chandler Jones putting Butcher Mayfield into the ground like Tonya Harding. It appears Josh the Mac finally figured out that even though he doesn't have Gerbil Belichick in his tongue exercises to lean on, he has a bell cow in Josh Jacobs and a top-tier route runner in Devontae Adams to help get the car started on its way to a fourth straight dub and a possible playoff run. The candlestick maker Mayfield and that ragtag bunch that's left of the defending world champs won't be having no fairy tale ending tonight, Jim. So let the big head know when you see him. Lay the points on the Raiders and collect that cash. You're welcome. War DA's team of orthodontists requiring industrial strength railroad tracks to use as braces for DA's tombstone teeth. War Jowls and Richmond's family using his fat belly as a jumper for the kids at his Christmas party. Tramps like us. R.I.P. Trapper. R.I.P. Cal in Vegas. Outro.
Rack him. Matt in L.A.
Rack him.
Pretty good phone line, too. It's some good stuff there. Hey, Matt, my man, did you get yourself a new phone? That sounded good. If you did, nice job. And I don't care what you say. That guy is more than welcome to call this show anytime he wants. As long as I'm the host of this show, that guy can call the show anytime he wants. I like it. I like the energy. I like the takes. To me, that guy makes it better. And by the way, he's not wrong in what he said. I agreed with almost all of that. Good matchup tonight. I've got to get with the big head. The big head's funny. The big head usually only wants to talk about games that he thinks that he can win. I said, head, that's not how that works. We need to talk about games that are topical or of interest to our listeners, not that you think that you can win and pad your record with. So we will definitely be hitting tonight's game. It's Thursday night. Raiders, Rams. People are into it. That will be one of the games. Head's like, no, no, no. No, no, no. It's all about the paper. It's all about the paper.
No,
dude, it's all about the show. Head's like, no, no, no. It's all about me having three straight winning weeks. Hey, Head, no, no, no. It's about the entertaining games, the entertaining matchups. That's what they want. So that's what they're going to get. Check it out afterwards today. We'll pick seven games. That will be one of them, whether he wants it or not. Rams, Raiders, how are you playing that one? And would Baker Mayfield really play in that game? The guy's had 2 days to get to know the offense. Part of that time spent with the playbook on the flight in. Granted, I would imagine they would rip most of the pages out of the playbook for him and simplify things. But do you really think this guy's going to play tonight? That flight was Tuesday night. 48 hours later. First of all, he's not starting. You know that. But could he see action this evening? I understand they want him to start the rest of the way. But are you going to start this guy on a Thursday night when he got the playbook on Tuesday? If so, they're even more desperate than we thought. We'll see. That's it, Rome. I'm done with your show. I was a lifelong fan until you said that you were a fan of The Berg. Sincerely, the RMS Titanic. Good one, Squirrel.
Iceberg, run ahead!
Matt in Titletown. Hey, you ever notice how Matt in L.A. never calls before a Chiefs game? Bragging about how they're going to beat up on Baker is like Conor McGregor bragging about beating up on a quadruple amputee.
You little fanboy bitch.
All right, then. Let's break. Stay on the clock. Come back one last segment. Big day tomorrow. I don't want to jinx it, but interviews include Chauncey Billups, Jordan Poyer. So, big Friday tomorrow. Chauncey Billups, Jordan Poyer. Walk it off on that program. And don't forget, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We will track that right after the program, and that will be live, so you'll have plenty of time to get down before tonight's game and also before Sunday's action. Look for that a little bit later on wherever you get your podcasts. Here is your bottom of the hour sports update. So Andrew Luck has been trending on and off all week on social media. And it's not because Coach Bra and the Colts are a total and complete dumpster fire. And it's not because Matt Ryan is looking and playing like a mannequin with a helmet on. It's not because Luck showed up to some event looking thin and gaunt and everybody started freaking out like that was some sort of gigantic surprise. Now, the reason he's trending is because of a spectacular piece by Seth Wickersham at ESPN, who got some amazing access to a dude who has been somewhat of a mystery. In fact, a complete mystery and enigma since he walked away from the game 3 years ago. A mystery and also the object of Colts fan obsession. Colts fan will never get over this guy walking away when he walked away. Now, I understand why they would be frustrated. Like, we have no idea what this guy was dealing with or didn't know until this piece dropped. But you could see where Colts fan might be frustrated. They've had to deal with the likes of Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, and Sam Ehlinger since then. No offense to any of these dudes. Some of these dudes were great in their prime, except they didn't end up there in their prime. And I would even argue that in their prime, they may not have been Andrew Luck in his prime. And he walked in his prime. Like, things have gotten so bad at the quarterback position in Indy since Luck left that it's become a running joke around the league that anybody who is washed up gets to be a future Colts QB. And all of that is why Colts fan has been desperate for any hope or any sign that Luck might be on his way back to save them. Crazier things have happened, right? The dude is still, believe it or not, just 33. Bacon 45 is 45. Aaron Rodgers is pushing 40. Andrew Luck is still only 33. And the position still clearly is wide the hell open. So you can see whereby Colts fan hits their knee every single night, knees, and asks for Andrew Luck. Bad news, he ain't coming. The article pretty much shows that there's no hope of that. In fact, it pretty much slams that door shut once and for all, Colts fan. But it did reveal that Frank Reich took a big swing. Frank Reich did try. And I always suspected that he must have, right? We know that it's always been a door is always open policy. Everybody knows the Colts have desperately wanted Luck back since he walked away, but Reich actually did shoot his shot. And you will not believe exactly how that went down. Check out this passage from Wickersham in that piece. Quote, after he retired, Luck occasionally dropped by the facility, tutoring Ballard's son, Cole, who is a high school quarterback, and hanging out with Reich. For a while, Luck and Reich tiptoed around football. Then suddenly, Luck couldn't stop discussing key plays from Colts games and offering advice. Reich wondered, is he telling me subliminally that he wants to play again? At one point, Reich was driving when Message in a Bottle played on the radio. It's a sign, Reich thought. He pulled over and he sent Luck a long text beginning with, I'm sending out an SOS. This dude's driving around town, Message in a Bottle comes on, and Frank Reich's like, it's a sign. It's a sign. And then immediately knocks out a long text beginning with, I'm sending out an SOS. I mean, dude, that is goofy. Frank Reich. That is so goofy. He hears some police on the radio and thinks it's a sign. So he actually pulls over and thumbs out, I'm sending out an SOS. That's got to be one of the corniest things I've ever heard. Even Cringerous Wilson thinks that's cringy. Hey, yo, dude, did you make him a mixtape too? Did you burn Luck a CD with police tracks on it? Like, hey, Andrew, I'm sending out an SOS along with a Spotify playlist. Because every single thing you do is magic. And every single thing that Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan does makes me want to jump off a bridge. Every breath you take, I want to be watching you, Andrew. Like, I don't want to let you out of my sight ever again. Don't stand so close. Stand even closer. P.S., please come back. Love, Frank. I mean, dude, like that? Is that how that worked? And clearly now we know Frank's SOS did not work. As the piece says, Luck's response was, quote, I appreciate the message in the bottle. Wow, could this get any cornier? But of course, the answer was no. He went on to tell Wickersham, quote, there are things I miss, but there are things that, one, I'm not willing to give up about my life now, and two, I don't want to put myself through again. End of quote. So there you are, Colts fan. It's not happening. It's never happening. He's not coming back. He says he might still get into coaching. He says that he has come to terms with the fact that he still loves and misses the game, just not playing the game. And what a brutal way to get rejected for Reich, especially since we now know that his job was basically on the line with that SOS. But then again, what did Frank really think was going to happen? Did he really think that was going to work? Did he really think that he was going to get Andrew Luck to unretire using a text with police lyrics? Like, lyric of the day. I'd say that's one of the corniest NFL stories ever.
Just corny.
And one of the strangest NFL stories ever. Except this is the same team that just plucked Jeff Saturday out of a talking head, hot take gig and made him the head coach. And then the owner of that same franchise went right to the podium and compared that pancake flipper to Don Shula and talked about making sausage.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage.
And going to Mars. I don't know how to build a football team. And the CIA. So bizarre is the new normal in Indy, as is extremely underwhelming quarterback play. Bad news, Colts fan. Now you know. Luck is not coming back to save the day. So you can stop asking.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
You hate to see it. Makes you wonder what the hell Ursay was listening to in his car when he gave Jeff Saturday a phone call. Was it Elton John? Man, we look terrible. We look horrible out there. We have no fight. We have no fight. We're flat. And then Ursay is like, Saturday night's all right for fighting. That's it. Saturday. Saturday. Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday. Saturday. Jeff Saturday. Hey, what's Jeff Saturday's number? That had to have gone down like that, right? That's the only way you could justify him bringing in Jeff Saturday. Because Frank Reich tried to get to Andrew Luck with message in a bottle and it didn't work. And Ursay is driving around town going, man, we got no fight, we got no fight, we got no fight, we're flat, we're soft. And then Elton John kicks in. Saturday, Saturday, Jeff Saturday, Saturday! Good thing he wasn't listening to Public Pervert by Interpol.
Get out of Dodge.
Or he would have called Herb. So glad that song didn't come on. Or Herb, Public Pervert, would be coaching Indianapolis right now. Or what if Ursay were a big Radiohead guy? What if Creep came on? Same thing. Perv.
250. Stay with some grandkids.
Probably a good thing that Elton John did come on. If it had been Interpol or Radiohead, you'd be stuck with Herb right now. I mean, I know some of these head coaches are really cool, and some of these head coaches are really nerdy, and some of these head coaches are both, like Mike McDaniel, like the coolest nerd ever. But can you imagine trying to hit up a formerly great quarterback with a text and thinking that it's a sign that you heard message in a bottle? Dude was reaching for his phone over that. If I'm Frank Reich, I'm like, Andrew, haven't I been through enough, dude? They fired me midseason. They replaced me with a hot taker. And you had to share that anecdote with Andrew Luck. Of all the things, dude, did you have to do me like that? Dude, you had to tell that to Wickersham? He's like one of the most respected journos ever. Andrew, come on, man. You knew everybody would read that piece, dude. Now everybody's going to be clowning me by dropping police songs on me. Now all my guys will be like, yo, Frank, don't stand so close to me. Get the hell off me, man. Thanks, Andrew. I think Message in a Bottle is the only Police song I like. But I'm not using that to recruit a formerly great quarterback. Wow, Frank, you really thought that was a sign that that song came on? A sign that you're corny as hell, dude. That's what the sign was. No way. He didn't come back after hearing that? For the ones who get it done. I mean, good guy, but that's cringy. It's cringy even to talk about. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Eric Musselman, head coach at Arkansas, Ryan Shazier, former Steeler great, and Jim Rome's Big Head Bets coming up in a few moments. Look for it. See you. We're out.